Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Stiles. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Raleigh Stiles. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. West moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball four. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Kramer scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Browns. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes West. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stiles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Stiles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. West scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 5, Athletics, 5. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 0 for 2 in the game. Stiles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Sherin hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Sharon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Sharon reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. West strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10. With the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-4 in the game. Coleman bunts towards the mound. Stiles juggles the ball. That's an error on Stiles. Cochran moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Fox moves to third. Coleman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.